I am thrilled to announce my upcoming book, The Ma'asah, Volume 1, The Book of Eri. This work is a deep dive into the Kemetic philosophy, exploring the timeless principles of Ma'ah, consciousness, and the journey of self. This book is designed to challenge, inspire, and awaken. Keep an eye out. I will be sharing pre-order details soon. Now, let's get to today's show. All right. Good evening, brothers and sisters. As always, this is Ra'amahetep Amen, and we're going to continue on in our conversation. This month, we are discussing the concept of Ari Ma'ah and this new age worship of intelligence. Today, specifically, we're going to talk about DIY spirituality, do-it-yourself spirituality, and how, we have to evolve into this space, especially as an expression of understanding. I want to start out by first just getting into a little bit of history, kind of how we got to this space and why it's a need for the Ma'asah right now. We've been trained for the last 400 years or so, possibly 1,000 years, that all spiritual things that take place in our life is the result of something outside of us. So that's what we've been trained. So we've been trained that something else is going to be the savior for us, is going to save us based on this one-time entity's sacrifice. We're all saved. We're also told that we cannot resurrect. You know, this entity is going to resurrect on our behalf. And the more I studied that concept, the more I started kind of questioning, why is it like that? You know, for instance, if you want to stick bamboo stems under somebody's fingernail, find a person who is a diehard Occidental religious and start getting into a conversation with them about resurrection, reincarnation. Start talking about man reincarnating and see how quickly their blood pressure shoots up to the roof. I couldn't understand why it was such a big deal. Like if you look at it, and I'm talking about both Occidental religions. I'm not just talking about the one. I'm talking about the major dominant religions. They are all, they're very staunchly against even the concept of reincarnation, which is kind of interesting because prior to their existence, all philosophical premises at that point supported the concept of reincarnation. So I couldn't understand why was it such a big deal with this one particular principle. But as I started digging and researching, I started realizing like, oh, you see, reincarnation is about what? You growing in experience. You're evolving in experience. You're eventually going to become a Jesus-like character. So you're going to eventually become a Prophet Muhammad character through your evolution, right? That's what essentially the concept of reincarnation means. It means each incarnation you grow in experience until eventually you become a Jesus character yourself. And I said, oh, you see, when we were conquered and these institutions took over, the goal was control. So in other words, if everybody can become a Jesus-like character, then you don't have control. So therefore, it has to be only one person that was able to attain this reality. And everybody else is going to live, transition, go before God, be judged. And then you're either going to go to heaven or hell, and that is it. That's all you get. And so we're talking about control here. We're talking about taking your spirituality, taking your spiritual growth, your evolution out of your hands and putting it in the hands of one savior who is controlled by an oligarchical system to manage you. So I went through that whole thing not to spend time putting these other systems down, because that's not my goal. My goal is just simply to bring us to awareness and why we think the way we think, why you think the way you think. Because we have to go through a whole process of pulling out all of these concepts, emptying out our brain, and filling them with these truths that our ancestors have given us through the Ma'asah philosophy. So that's the concept. outside of that reality, you are being asked to evolve. You are being asked to save yourself. You are being asked to judge yourself. You are being asked to put yourself through all these things, because where we're going to in the near future, all those systems that were there to make money off of you and so, and right, support your prevention, for lack of a better word, those systems are going to be moved along, right? And eventually they're not even going to be there to support you. So eventually you're going to have to do for self. And the only way you're going to be able to do for self is you got to have a do it yourself philosophical system that puts you in a position where you can understand and comprehend. So let's get into the concept of Ari Ma'ah. Ari Ma'ah basically states, and this is why we say it just like this. I know some people, they get kind of touched a little bit when I critique how they say things, because certain things have to be said like this, because it's very important. It's a reason why we're saying every aspect of what I'm about to say. And I want you to understand it this way, because it protects us philosophically. So the concept of Ari Ma'ah basically goes like this. We say that prior to the manifestation of any and all things, and by the way, I'm taking my time because we're in the Sep Chet cycle, and these are about understanding. So you got to take your time. We want you to understand. We want you to grasp what we're saying. We want you to love what we're saying. We want you to take in what we're saying. We want you to evolve based on what we're saying. What we say is that prior to the manifestation of any and all things, the singular awareness existed. That's it. It was just an awareness. We can't say it's a thing. It's just simply awareness. It was simply aware that it is. So that's what existed first. Then the second awareness, this entity became aware that even though it knows it is, it's absent of the experience of what it is, even though it knows it is. It's absent of the knowledge of the experience of what it is. That second awareness, since it existed and knew, matter in complete receptivity to whatever this awareness comes to aware, become aware of. Once that second awareness manifested, all things and situations came into manifestation, into a collaboration to fulfill that objective. We call that collaboration Ma'at. And the singular objective being the reason why that collaboration came together, we call that Ma'at. In my sixth grade class, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade class at the school on the philosophy day, we get into this conversation about how do you quantify intelligence. The only way you can quantify intelligence is by having, one, diversity, and two, the collaboration of diversity to fulfill one objective. That's how you establish intelligence. You don't need to meet the founder of that intelligence. You don't need to meet the inventor of that intelligence. You don't need to see the entity that created it. You validated intelligence. That is good enough. So we have this concept called Ma'ah, which says what? I am the singular objective from which all diversity manifests to fulfill this one objective. We call that Ma'ah and Ma'at. Now, let's rewind for a second. We said that prior to the manifestation of any and all things, the only thing existed is a singular awareness, the awareness of isness. The second awareness is, it came to the awareness that it's absent of the experience of what it is, even though it knows it is. That second awareness brought Ma'at into manifestation. And that second awareness serves as the objective behind the manifestation of any and all things. So we call that Ma'at and Ma'at. Ma'at is the reason why all things came into manifestation. For a source to experience the knowledge and awareness of what it is, even though it knows it is. Now, I want you to sit back and think about that for a second. And the way I'm explaining it, it has to be explained this way. This is thousands of years philosophical debate and banter to come to this resilient peace. So now we got Ma'at and Ma'at. The reason why we don't say creator, creation, is because creation implies there's a creator. If you have a creator, the creator exists outside of the creation. You can't have a creator that exists within the creation. That's impossible. So you have creator and created. That is what the occidental concept represents. We don't say that. We say that Ma'at came into manifestation as a result of Nebuchadnezzar's awareness, because it functioned within this completely receptive material. So whatever notion comes about with Nebuchadnezzar, because it exists in this completely receptive, pure potential, absent of any will, it's just pure potential. Since this awareness takes place in this pure potential, it has to spawn into the manifestation to support that potential. Therefore, we have Ma'at and Ma'at. Now, what is Ma'at? Ma'at says the objective is what? To bring experience, give Nebuchadnezzar the experience of what it is, even though it knows it is. That is the objective. That's what we call Ma'at. Then it further implies that all things that manifest as a result of that have to serve to further the fulfillment of that, has to be a vessel of the fulfillment of that objective. It has to be a fulfillment of that objective. Now, you're not going to get everything you need from this conversation tonight. If you are truly a person that's seeking wisdom, seeking enlightenment, seeking to grow spiritually, seeking to do these things, you're going to sit back and listen to this again and meditate and think about it, meditate and think about it. That's what I do all day, every day. You see, we're moving into an age where these conversations, everybody going to be having them. Right now, we have a monopoly on these conversations. Ma'at is, the objective is to give, to provide Nebuchadnezzar with the knowledge and experience of what it is, even though it knows it is. That's the objective. So therefore, everything outside of that, as a result of that, has to serve to further that experience. We also said that the concept of Ari Ma'at says what? Nebuchadnezzar transitioned his consciousness into the vehicles of all things, finding his highest expression in man and woman. So therefore, Nebuchadnezzar exists in the house that it's built. I don't care what anybody in the Occidental religion tries to say, because we, you know, based on our philosophy, they'll figure out that they have tremendous flaws, and they'll start trying to fix them by saying stuff. There is no reality in neither one of those philosophies that says that source exists within the house it built. But that is exactly what we're saying. We're saying Ma'at implies that source exists through the vehicles of all things, finding its highest expression in man and woman. It transitioned its consciousness. We call that consciousness, we call that transition of consciousness into all things, we call that REM, R-E-M. And all of this stuff will be detailed in the book. You cannot separate source from the objects from which it is getting this experience from. I cannot say that man and woman exist here and source exists somewhere else. That is impossible in the concept of Ma'at and Ma'at. Because we're talking about what? Do-it-yourself spirituality. If you are the source manifesting through the limitations of the mind itself, you are do-it-yourself spiritualist. Do-it-yourself spiritualist. Finding his highest expression in man and woman. So the life experience of man and woman, all the details of their experience, all the specifics of their experience and all those different things are there to provide Nebuchadnezzar with the knowledge and awareness of what it is. And so your fulfillment and accomplishment in life provides Nebuchadnezzar with the experience of what it is didn't have that experience. You are providing that. So now here's the thing that we'll be talking about, Ari Ma'ah. Ari Ma'ah basically states that the system of Ma'at favors you. It's organized to bring about the experience of Nebeter, right? The knowledge of experience of what it is through your life fulfillment. So therefore, you are guaranteed to fulfill. Because the system favors that, because your experience provides this entity with the experience, knowledge, and experience of what it is, even though prior to the manifestation, it didn't know it that it is, but it was absent of that experience. Now, when we're talking about Ari Ma'ah, there's no racism. There's no evil, no good. There's no bad or good. There's simply intelligence. So where are we getting all these things from? The system of Ma'at is organized to support your fulfillment because your fulfillment is necessary for its fulfillment. Let me say that again. It says the system of Ma'at is organized to support your fulfillment because your fulfillment is necessary for its fulfillment. Only through your accomplishment, through your conquering, through your overcoming, through your enduring, through your transfiguration, that source through you becomes aware and knowledge, has the knowledge of what it is. It says, Ari Ma'ah, it states that you are protected, you are blessed, you are provided for, you are enriched, you are empowered by the supreme intelligence fulfilling its mission through you. So you don't need to be saved, you can save yourself. You don't need to be judged, you can judge yourself. You don't need to be resurrected, you can resurrect yourself. You can transfigure yourself. You can grow into higher levels yourself. That's what we mean by do-it-yourself spirituality. Let's go to the Thesut 5. We're still working with Thesut 5. Let's go to Thesut 5 before we get into the meditation. It says, I am Ra, the intelligence as Ma'ah. We said that Ma'ah is the intelligence par excellence. Ma'ah came from the manifestation of Source. There's nothing that exists that can compete against Source. That's why we say Source is what? Patah. It is absolute. Whatever it brings into manifestation is absolute. It cannot be obstructed. Period. Therefore, Ma'at is what? The supreme intelligence par excellence. Everything in your life is organized to support your fulfillment and mastery. We talked about this last week, right? If Source is going to transition his consciousness into the vehicle of a man, wouldn't you think that this supreme intelligence would make sure that its goal is accomplished? That's what we mean by Ari Ma'ah. That divine grace, the favor. You are favored. But not favored just as somebody that's just breathing. Undeserved favor. No, you're favored because Source is trying to come to the awareness and knowledge of what it is. And the only entity that can give it that experience is you. So yes, everything is going to be intelligently organized. You may think your life is out of order. You may question why you're enduring this situation. You might question why you're going through your fifth girlfriend or fifth boyfriend. You may question why you had $100,000, now you don't. You may question why any of that stuff. But guess what? The only reason why you're questioning that stuff is because you have no understanding. You're going through your, this is, you just broke up with your fifth girlfriend, dust yourself off and go for a six. See, if you understood what life is really about, you wouldn't even complain about that. You would understand, you would grasp, you would comprehend, you would transfigure, you would change, you would make sense of it and move forward with new strategies that will bring you into success because Ma'at favors that manifesting through you. Because Source wants to know what? Wants to come to the knowledge and experience of what it is. If you are a Source manifested through the limitations of the mind, how do we test that you're a Source? What, just have a store drop money at your house and that's it? You have to be tested.
You have to be strained to pull out the rich power, the same right compound that brought the universe, brought my art into manifestation. Life has to pull that out of you. It goes here, number two, it says, I am a cord, thus abundance. It says, I am a cord, thus abundance. Where is this disharmony coming from? Where is this discord coming from? Where is this sickness, disease, wars and rumors of wars? Where is all this coming from? It says, I am a cord, thus abundance. This is coming from the supreme intelligence par excellence. Where is all this stuff coming from? Where is all this discord in your life coming from? It says right here, I am a cord, thus abundance. Sickness, disease, discord, these are not expressions of intelligence. Intelligence didn't create this machine to manifest discord. So let's go forward. Maybe we can answer the question as we move forward. It says, your transfiguration is the result of your comprehension of me. Now notice, it didn't say your Savior's transfiguration. It didn't say your prophet's transfiguration. It didn't say your Messiah's transfiguration. It says what? It says your transfiguration is the result of your comprehension of me. What is changing? What is evolving? See, this is where I'm trying to get you guys. What is changing? What is evolving? What is changing? What is evolving is your understanding, your comprehension. It says your transfiguration is the result of your comprehension of me. Uh-oh. Now you see the issue, right? See, you cannot be diminished, but your comprehension can be diminished. So how do we get to racism, discord, wars and rumors of war, sickness, disease, famine, broke, no money, none of that stuff, right? How do we get to that level? Because you haven't evolved your comprehension. You see, you cannot be diminished, but your slave master can diminish your comprehension. And even though you're not here to experience these things, your comprehension can be diminished to experience these things. That's why your comprehension is taken out so you can accept foolish things like you die and go to heaven or go to hell. All I have to do is accept Lord as Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and all of my sins are forgiven. And even the consequences of my sins. These are all things saying what? Don't comprehend anything. I got you. Even through slavery, what happened through slavery? Slavery simply forced you to accept poor comprehension as a reality. You brought a lot of the misery and suffering on yourself because you accepted the reality of your poor comprehension that was bestowed upon you by your slave master. That's why in our communities look the way they look right now, because we are the result of poor comprehension. So Ari Ma'ah implies that the source dwells in the house it built. You are the source manifesting through the limitations of the mind itself. Ari Ma'ah says this system favors you. There's no racism built in this system. There's no disease and sickness built into this system. These are all expressions of poor comprehension. If your life is not abundant right now, that's not what's wired into the system. That's an expression of poor comprehension. If you elevate your understanding and apply your understanding, which is what it says here, right? It says your transfiguration is a result of your comprehension of me, right? If you uplift your understanding and apply your understanding, I guarantee your life will provide you with everything that you need.